ready to turn right? Yeah. Just lost you, rockin'! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
What's up, fellas? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Right on.
And joining us from down the street from Jody's house is Mr. D-Rock.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
I don't really know how far you are away from Jody.
About 10 minutes.
I'm like maybe 5 minutes away.
Yeah, 5 or 10. All right, so I was right. Look at that. Anyway, you two have had the honor of meeting each other. You've known each other a long time. I still haven't met you guys. It's crazy.
Well, we've known each other since school.
Okay, we're taping on Sunday, so everybody's watching the Walking Dead thing right now. It's a good thing our show doesn't come out on Sunday. Even D-Rock's watching it right now as we're recording. He's already said holy shit one time. So anyway,
you say it a couple more times, guys.
Yep, absolutely. So.
Oh my God! Sorry.
I told you that was going to happen, right?
Oh fuck! It was
Devereaux.
I'm sorry. I knew.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.
Anyway, maybe we should cut that part out just in case. You know what I mean? Seriously though, because if somebody's listening to the show, they might be going, "Those motherfuckers." Anyway, I've got a few announcements to make. I want to make sure that everything gets covered. First of all, don't forget, go to Redbubble and check out our t-shirts. You can get t-shirts there. You can get water bottles. You can get anything, can't you?
Anything you want. They'll put our logo on anything. And a Kiss Room logo, a Podkiss logo. It's all right there.
And heck, yeah.
Super cool. You get t-shirts, awesome. Panties, blankets, phone cases, what have you.
I have the panties myself.
I bet you if you provided it, you could even get your own Podcast Rock City coffin. Oh.
Ooh.
Jeez.
That is amazing.
Can you imagine?
Anyway, so, and also don't forget about KGFRocks.com on Wednesday nights. Jody and I host that from 8:30 to 10 o'clock, and we play Kiss tunes, and we talk Kiss, and it's Kiss Talk. And Kiss tunes, and it's a lot of fun. And That's pretty much all my announcements, except for the fact that if you have any questions, you can email us at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. All right, so we did get a couple letters about our last show. Last show was about Trick or Treat, and I wanted to read a couple of letters, if that'll be all right with you guys.
Sound good to me, sir.
Scott Delaney wrote us and says, "My friends and I love this movie and watch it all the time. Still love to watch it. Instant Halloween classic. Killer soundtrack. I ended up finding it at Target on DVD about 10 years ago and bought a copy for all my friends." That's really nice.
Heck yeah.
That's what happened with me. Somebody gave me a copy and I finally opened it. "I never thought I'd see it on DVD. Always figured it'd be internet bootleg form only. I think our favorite quotes were Metal Machines, 66 Crush, Kill 'em all, kill 'em all, fuck 'em."
Yeah.
And the gibberish. I can't even. It says something like, "You should never damn it," or something like that. Another metal cult classic we like is Decline of the Western Civilization, Part 2, The Metal Years.
Classic.
Miss all the 80s rock. Thank you, Scott, for sending that to us. That's awesome, man. You know, we loved the movie. You know, we teased about it, but it's not bad. You know, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. Brian Chambers.
What's up, Brian Chambers?
Brian Chambers, he wrote a book. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but I will tell you that he loved the movie too. This, he says, "Loved the movie, soundtrack was awesome, but I liked Fast Way anyway. Haven't watched it in a few years. I'll get on that."
Right,
it
on.
Is a pretty solid movie though. Good acting, decent concept and effects. Nothing to complain about. It says, "I have it on VHS and the soundtrack on CD and the original movie poster." That's pretty awesome. Of course, the poster is of Sammy, no G, or Ozzy.
Yeah, the original. just like the record.
That was the poster that one of that freaky version of Sammy where he's like got his head up and he's like looking down.
No, it's the classic one where he's like playing a guitar in flames, like busting
flames
out,
are all around him probably. Yeah. Oh, that's probably
just
it.
Like the, remember what the record cover looked like for the soundtrack? That's
yeah.
I'd like to have that poster of just Sammy where he was all looking evil and shit, looking down.
Oh, the one that he couldn't tear down, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, right.
One of the cool things is he in the letter, he also gave us a Sweet 16 idea. Oh, and cool, cool. He added, he bought a Paul Stanley painting, man.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he sent a picture of the Paul Stanley painting and of his tattoo where Paul Stanley, I guess, I haven't been able to read that part because it says, sign my shoulder, and then he got it tattooed.
Nice.
And then the picture that he had tattooed above it is the back of the Hotter Than Hell album, you know, where all their makeup's on the face.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. Thank you very much for sending that. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man, that's super cool. You know,
and yeah, that kind of thing is awesome. So, what are we going to talk about, Jody? I messaged you today, and I said, hey, man, what's our topic?
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yes!
And you said?
Well, as per usual, every week we're like scrambling to figure out what the hell we're going to talk about this week. Because after a while, it's like, if there's not that much news, what can we talk about? You know what I mean? And we want to do a show, right?
Right, yeah.
So I'm always just trying to think of things. And today I was like, how about we just kind of, it's almost like a grab bag of just random topics and questions. And maybe I'll just pull a few out and we'll see where it takes us.
I like the idea. I have two more things to talk about, but we'll use those in the middle of the show.
That sounds cool to me.
All right.
Sure.
So what you got?
Let's see here. First, let me pull one out of this bag. Can you hear the bag?
Yeah.
You hear that? Okay.
Yeah.
So here's one. Okay. If you could like have a resurrected or like a deluxe version of a different Kiss album besides Destroyer or Love Gun, you know what I mean? What would you want next? What do you guys want deluxe version of, or, you know, like a remastered, remixed, resurrected version of what?
Now, does that include solo albums?
Anything you want, man. Kiss related, of course.
Man, that's tough.
Well, I mean, they've already done Destroyer. They've already done Love Gun. You got Destroyer Resurrected, which is cool because it's different mixes, and I dig it. And, you know, the Love Gun Deluxe, I don't think the mixes are that different, but it is remastered, and there are bonus tracks and demos and shit. So, you know, like a deluxe version of what other album? What would you guys want next? Like, is the obvious answer Hotter Than Hell?
Hotter Than Hell is the obvious answer, but I think that first thing I would like for them to do is re-release The Elder with the songs in the right order.
Yeah, but anyone can do that on their own playlist on iTunes or what have you.
Nah, that's true. Okay, so, I mean, the obvious answer is Hotter Than Hell. That, you know, although I like the way it sounds, so many people, you know, want it remixed. And
true. I don't know if it's even possible. Like, I think the masters are non-existent, but that's kind of an obvious answer. But, I mean, there's no other ones you guys are clamoring for? You know, even if it's just
I
like
had a totally different idea.
What do you got?
I'd like to hear the solo albums remastered.
Yeah, with like what? Like bonus tracks and stuff?
Right, you know, and just like better sound quality. You know, I'd like them to go back and digitally clean it up a little bit, you know, and you know, and see what they all sound like, you know, remastered, you know.
Like a full remix too would be cool, like to really get in there and have your way with the guitars.
Better sounding equipment now and everything, you know, to do the mixing and everything. I like to see what they do with those.
You know what would be super interesting too is suppose they did just like a new remastered, remixed solo albums release, all four again at the same time, right?
Right.
So that would
A,
be crazy.
Yeah, so A, how many would they ship this time around? And B, do you think it would be just repeating history again? Or do you think that it would even matter? You know, like, to me it seems like like Love Gun Deluxe came and went, and no one really seemed to care. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah.
Even though I think it's pretty cool.
Honestly, I didn't get it, but that's because I love that record, and I have it, you know, like 5 copies of it already.
Yeah, me too. But some of those demos are pretty cool. And then you can get the teaching demo if you're into that kind of thing. You want to learn something.
Right.
Very low tone. E minor. Did I go?
Dude, this is fucking brutal.
But you know what I'm saying. I think that would be a good one to do. I'd love to have like a deluxe Dress to Kill. Obviously, it would be really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Dress to Kill would be awesome to have.
It would be. To. You know, you constantly hear people. I've even heard people make the crazy suggestion that they should re-record Hotter Than Hell, and I'm always like, why?
Well, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
You wouldn't be able to get the classic sound that they had back then, you know?
No way, man. I've had people say, you need to redo the, you know, recording and have Eric on drums and blah, blah, blah. And I'm always like, I think you're nuts.
Those people clearly have issues.
Yes.
A little throwback to our bro, Andrew. Hope you're all right out there, Andrew.
Anybody that says that has no idea about music. You know, and about the equipment they had back then to make those, to get that sound. You can't reproduce it. It wouldn't sound the same if they were to go back and do it with the shit they have now.
In a perfect world, we could just remaster from the master tapes and just kind of remix it and clean it up.
But that would be acceptable, you know.
But re-recording it is ridiculous. It would end up sounding like that Kiss Classics disc on Sonic Boom, just kind of blah. Anyway, let's move on. I got another one I'm going to pull out of this bag here. let me ask you guys this one. If you could ask Paul Stanley, we're going to go down the line, but we'll start with Paul. If you could ask Paul Stanley one question, what would it be?
Besides not sign just my
like
leg.
Some, well, right. Not just at some like meet and greet like we're going to do in January or whatever, but like hanging out and enough time for him to actually give you a decent answer. What would you ask this dude? Could be Kiss related. It might not be Kiss related. You know. What would you ask Paul Stanley?
I got the ultimate question for him. For me.
What you got?
As you know, Joe doesn't know this, but you know, I'm deaf out of my right ear. Yeah. You know, and I would ask him, you know, how it was. You know, learning how to play music and more or less being on stage, being able to hear everything. You know. That's on the other side of you, you know, and getting the volumes right, you know, no being deaf out of the one ear. Because, you know, with me, my volume's always got to be louder because I can't hear it, right. You know, and then it's like overpowering everything else, you know. And then even though you guys are like, no, it sounds fine, it's like I can't hear it, you know. So I'd ask him, you know, how he's able to cope with that and how he was able to work around that issue, you know, being a musician.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one.
I think it's a great question, but I think you already know the answer because you played, you know, shows. You know how it is on stage. You adapt. I mean, you know.
Right, but I mean, he may have some other tips or tricks, you know.
True.
Something, you know, because he's a professional. Been doing it professionally. Almost his entire life, you know. I haven't.
Right.
So,
man, I don't know. I don't think I would get. I think I would want to ask him. Man, I would. I think I would ask him, what's he got against getting a producer in the studio?
You know, people ask me. It comes down to money. Why pay a guy to do something that I could do?
Yeah. It's true. That's what he would say.
Maybe. I think that it's more than just that. I think it's his ego, you know?
He may trust himself a lot more than, you know?
Which is weird, though. If you would think he'd look at their own history and look at what actually sold and realize that it all had a great producer helping them out. You know?
Sure, makes sense.
Everything from Lick It Up to Destroyer to Alive, dude. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying. I think that if he could look at it beyond his ego, Because I really don't think it's a concern of money, you know?
What would you ask him?
There's so many questions I would want to ask him. Silly kiss questions and stuff like that. I'd be really interested to hear his stories about the days back before they made it, you know, seeing the dolls and shit like that. I've always been into that scene, you know, the early, you know, pre-punk scene in New York, which, you know, Kiss hung around. It all comes back to the dolls, and I love the dolls. So that would, I'd probably focus on that a lot, and I'd want to know stuff just about, you know, me, I'm a gearhead. I'd want to know what kind of Marshalls they were running back then and stuff like that.
Sure.
But, you know, there's also, like, a million questions you'd want to ask him about being a great father, because he is, you know, and stuff. You know, he's like an endless well of knowledge. So just asking one question's a little rough, but I'd be able to narrow it down to something.
It would just keep flowing.
Yeah, see, I'd love to just have an hour to sit with Paul Stanley and actually get inside his head a little bit. Not just say, hey, you know, you sold a lot of... I don't want to just go through the history, because everybody knows all that. I want to get something out of him that we haven't heard him really talk about before, you know?
Right.
If you could just come on the damn show, I would show you exactly what I'm talking about.
But, get it out of our system.
Yeah. So if you're listening, anyone that has connects, come on, man, hook us up with Paul. It'll be the best interview he's ever done, man.
Paul Stanley.
Let's sell it.
Especially since we love him so much.
Yeah, it's not only that, but, you know, we would get something out of him that other places... Because when Kiss does an interview on a podcast, it's never a Kiss podcast. It's always just some, like, Gene's on the morning news or Paul's on some fucking cooking show, you know? No one really gets to the heart of what someone like me wants to hear him talk about. So, why not us?
Yeah, I agree.
Probably have to edit all that bullshit out, but still. If you could have this little talk with, say, Vinnie Vincent, what would you ask Vinnie Vincent? One question.
Why didn't you sign the contract?
And was there really a contract?
And was there a contract?
A mythical contract that never got signed. I think that's just a bullshit story. But maybe not. Who knows?
Yeah, I would want to know why. I mean, if they offered you a contract, I mean, you know, if is his answer going to be, I didn't sign it because they needed me, and I knew I didn't need to sign it to be in the band, and they wanted to hold me down, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they restricted my playing. Look how much faster I can play now.
To him, that would probably be the answer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're like that and you really want to be like that, having someone else tell you no probably sucks.
That brings me to one of my things that I wanted to add.
Okay.
I didn't get to send you a picture, but
you met Vinnie Vincent in Tennessee over the weekend for your birthday?
Yes, I did. No. Okay. So there's a TV show on, I want to say, the CW. Okay.
Okay.
The name of it is Supernatural. Have you guys heard of this?
Oh, yeah. I've watched almost all of them except for the new ones that they have on TV.
Okay. Well, the new one was about the devil, Lucifer. He possessed a rock star's body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the lead singer from the Bay City Psychos messages me. It says, hey, Vinnie Vincent is on tonight's episode of Supernatural. And then I was like, no way. And then he sent me a picture. And I looked at the picture. And then I sent him back a message. And my message said, hey, man, that's Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Okay. But then he sent me another picture. And it's the band on stage and their thing in the background.
Yeah.
It says Vinnie Vincent World Tour. Damn, Rick Springfield was playing somebody named Vinnie Vincent.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's really crazy.
I thought you were going to say it was that Roxy Petrucci or whatever.
No.
You know what I'm
saying. That's pretty funny. But Rick Springfield got possessed and he played Vinnie Vincent.
That's crazy. And that's on what? Supernatural?
Well, yeah.
Came on like recently?
It was on this week. Now, let me tell you how it says Vincent. So maybe So it's V-I-N-C-E, and it might be Vincente. I'm not sure. I didn't watch the show. But it's V-I-N-C-E-N-T-E. So it could be Vincent or Vincente.
So there's, what you're telling me is there's a lawsuit pending coming up in a few next weeks.
I finally know where Vinny Vincent is the minute he sues.
Exactly.
Not a supernatural. Bob Sinker's going to get sued.
I mean, who wouldn't? There's no way that someone making some TV show didn't, when they're making a character named Vincente Vincent, that there wasn't a Vinny Vincent. I mean, come on.
No, they knew. They did it on purpose.
Maybe it was like the writer really wants to know where he's at. He's like a Kiss fan like us.
They did it on purpose because if you've ever watched the show, all the time that Dean listens to the radio, whatever, it's all the old school 80s and 70s rock, you know. So, and every time they pose as like an FBI agent, they're always like Michaels and DeVille, you know, or, you know, something, you know, they name themselves after musicians, you know. So I'm sure it was probably a pun trying to relate to Vinny Vincent.
Huh. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I mean, it's just too coincidental, don't you think?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think someone had to know.
All right, so D-Rock, what would you ask Vinny Vincent?
Why, are you such a fucking moron?
That's what you'd say to him? Why are you such a fucking moron, Vinny?
I don't like Vinny Vincent.
Yeah. I first want to know, where are you, dude?
What the fuck are you?
Jeez, you're going to make me do a bunch of editing, aren't you?
Hey, everybody knows I have no filter.
No filter.
He didn't filter the stuff off of Strange Ways. I'm not going to change.
There's so many questions. It's so hard to come up with one for Vinny Vince. It's like, where have you been, man? Yeah. You know?
And why do you insist on playing too many notes all the time?
Yeah, I think he was way too flashy, the Kiss style. You know,
I appreciate that he can shred, but you would think that since his only really time that he got really famous was when Kiss kind of toned him back, that he might have learned that lesson a little bit, but he didn't. You know?
No way. We play songs. We play his songs on our from Vinnie Vincent's Invasion on our radio show, man. And it's, you know, like, sometimes whoa. The solos we come out of them were like hysterical because it's just like, you know. And there's that one solo. What's the name of that song, man?
Where he just keeps at the end, where he just keeps noodling off.
Oh man, I'm just dude, you can really play, but there comes down to some taste, you know.
Yeah, you gotta know when not to play, like the old blues guys say.
He's got to learn the lesson. Sometimes less is more.
There you go.
He would never come on this show anyway.
Less is more is pretty much, you can apply that to any situation except for sex.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was talking musically. I wasn't talking.
We know.
I'm just making jokes over here, bro.
And pizza, maybe. I like a lot. Yeah.
You guys want some more of these grab bag questions?
Yeah, let's go.
Here's something. Let me pull it out here. Okay, this is just one that says most over and underrated Kiss album. There's like a list of these. You know what I'm saying? They're, what's the most overrated and underrated Kiss albums?
Wow.
So we'll go overrated first.
Overrated.
That reminds me of that Bugs Bunny where they're like on ether and he's like, I'll get you.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
I would say
the one that everyone seems to think is the shit, but you're like, it's a little overrated. There's better stuff. For me, it's pretty simple, but what you got?
I would say probably Revenge is overrated.
I think so, too. For me, it's like Revenge is way overrated, even though at the time I really liked it, you know? But I don't think it's aged very well. It's very dated sounding. And I just don't I don't like it anymore. I like the Keith Jean songs, but I don't think there's a Paul song on there that I like. I can't think of one right off the top of my head anyway.
You're nuts.
Tell me the good Paul songs real quick off of Revenge. I mean, I can't think of any.
I think that the Revenge is actually underrated.
How so? Everyone seems to love that album.
Because, I mean, a lot of them seem kind of cheesy, you know, but I mean, they were very well put together, you know, and very well orchestrated, you know.
Which brings us back to the Bob Ezrin comment from earlier.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you cut through a lot of the cheesiness of the lyrics and you listen to the actual songs, man, they were put together very, very well. You know, they weren't overdone. They weren't too flashy, they weren't really lacking a whole lot. You know what I mean? I think the album was very well balanced.
Yeah, but what are the good Paul songs? Can you tell me some?
I don't know. I do like that one stripper song, man.
Take it off. It's the only one.
That I Just Want to Fuck or whatever.
That song is horrible.
I Just
Want to
Fuck.
Heart of Chrome's pretty good.
No. That's the problem with that album for me is, like, you know, I'm a Paul dude through and through. And there's no good Paul songs, really. I can handle Take It Off every once in a while, but I hate the whole, it's fucking lame, you know? Should have left that part off, Paul. But, you know, the Gene songs are actually the good ones on Revenge. So it doesn't feel like my kind of Kiss because there's not enough Paul. Not enough good Paul.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's overrated. Everyone loves it and it's not that great because there's no good Paul songs. But, you know, these are just opinions.
Yeah. For me, the underrated, I mean, there's a couple of different ones, but I would probably... Now, here's the thing. We're talking by fans, right? Not, I mean, because, you know, if you're talking about The Elder or something like that, you got to remember that apparently critics liked that album, right?
I don't know.
But the fans didn't. I would say Unmasked is underrated.
Totally underrated. Not too many people like it, and it's totally awesome.
Yeah, it's a great album.
It's kind of underrated.
I think Asylum's underrated. It's got a lot of good songs.
That's a good one, too.
Everyone just overlooks it because they looked absolutely ridiculous at the time.
They did.
You know? But the album itself is heavy, dude. It's, like, way heavier than some of the other things that they've released, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But I also feel that there's a lot of underrated Kiss records, you know? Really, you don't hear a lot of people talking about how great Double Platinum is, but it really is a great compilation, you know?
It is, and they even mix it up a little bit.
It's cool, dude. It's just, I think that when people think of Kiss, they put, like, Destroyer, Love Gun, and obviously Alive 1 and 2, and basically the whole, all the albums up and through, like, Alive 2, everyone, that's kind of like the golden era, right? But all the rest are pretty good, too, and they don't get their due necessarily. Something like Killers, it's awesome, even though it's more...
Killers is really good.
Yeah, it's definitely underrated.
I used to listen to that shit all the time.
Yeah, it's a good compilation, plus four new tunes that are all pretty good, you know? That kind of would have been a little cooler had Ace played the guitar parts, but I like what Bob did, too, you know? But, yeah, what about the... What do you think's the most, like, overrated, like, stage show?
I wasn't really fond. I mean, the Crazy Nights.
I don't think anyone liked that, though.
With the big 50-foot, you know, or whatever, Kiss.
I like that big logo, but the whole, like, half of a CD for a stage show doesn't do much for me. Even though that was the first time I saw Kiss was on that tour, so I was going bananas either way, no matter what the stage looked like. It was awesome, you know? But, yeah, that stage, I don't think people think of it as a great one, though, so it may not be overrated. But if you think about... Like,
I know what you're saying, yeah.
If you really think about the Love Gun stage, which we all love, but like Ken Mills says, man, if you really think about it, It's like you got some amps, a drum set, a riser, a couple stairs. There you go. You know,
right?
When you really,
I think the thing about that stage though was how alive it was. They could go, the stairs all lit up. They had those lifters, you know.
Oh, those I love risers. It. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, they had the, you know, at the beginning of the show when they come down on those other lifts that drop, you know, or that, well, they lower them down on, you know. It's like everything about that stage was alive in the weirdest way of saying that, you know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like there was so much that could happen on that stage.
That's true.
I can tell you that when I saw the Asylum tour, man, I'm trying to remember if it was Asylum, but wasn't there like staircases up the side?
There was some stairs on the side, yeah.
Yeah, and they were just there, you know? It was
like... led
to nowhere, you know? They didn't, like...
That's what Bruce was saying when he was on.
Yeah, they didn't go up into the rafters, which would have been cool. You know, that animalized thing like that you see on Uncensored, that, you know, where the
they climb up and then it lowers them down.
And then it lowers them down. That's pretty badass.
That's super cool. That stage was like recycled from the Unmasked era, I think.
I believe so.
They just draped some...
And the Dynasty, yeah.
Yeah, they draped some animal prints all over it, and let's roll. Surprised they didn't have the damn tank.
Right. Oh, man, that would have been slick.
Yeah, would have been pretty cool. But instead of shooting bombs, it shot like animal print t-shirts. Like one of those t-shirt cannons. You get yourself a leopard print Kiss shirt.
That would be so funny.
That would be ridiculous. It's better than our Parmesan cannon from Eric Singer, though, probably.
I heard, you know, I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but I heard that a couple of times Eric shot that thing backwards.
Yeah.
And I so want to know if that's true and see the video.
I'd love to see the footage of that. Check it out.
Check this out. Boom, backwards. Oh. Kills Keith LaRue.
Jeez.
Back there behind the stage, you know.
His drum tech's like, what the fuck, dude?
What just happened?
I'm blind.
Man, it's pretty messed up.
Yeah, that sucks. But it would be funny to see if no one got hurt and all that, you know.
Yeah. It's pretty messed up.
I got another one for you guys. Check this out. Who do you think's like the VIP of certain eras? Like, you know, like, say you broke it down to like the VIP from the first album through Alive. Which guy is like the most important member to Kiss from the first album through Alive?
Band member.
Well, it could be... I guess you could include Bill. Well, let's just do the band members.
Band member. Because Billy Coyne was the most important person.
Yeah.
Gene, for my opinion, for my dollar.
Yeah, at the beginning.
Yeah, because he's the face of Kiss that everyone wanted to print and talk about his antics.
In the 80s, it was definitely Paul.
Yeah. But do you think it changed, though, once Kiss made it? Do you think it, like, say, like, from Destroyer through Alive 2, do you think it's still Gene?
Well,
or is it that Paul maybe stepped up and started writing all those great songs that we all love? Or is it still Gene with the face and the tongue and the blood and the fire?
That's a good point. I will tell you, though, that as far as... So, if, I guess, you know, we're breaking it down in all kinds of different ways. So, musically, it was probably Paul. Fame-wise, it was probably Gene, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he was on the cover of People magazine, you know, when he started dating Cher. You know, he's probably in it a few more times after that.
Yeah, I mean, the focus was on Gene back then, because you would always hear about the blood spitting, fire breathing, you know.
Right.
It wasn't like the smoking Les Paul, you know, it was the fire breathing and blood spitting that was always mentioned. It wasn't the levitating drums so much as...
Yeah. Right, yeah. It was, you know, Gene's, you know... What was it? The Inner Sanctum? Was the Inner Sanctum
thing
where they were talking about... where it says that Gene, you know, Gene brought out the imagination and,
your darkest nightmares.
Yes. I can't remember exactly the quote. I love that.
You want me to cut it in right about here? I will.
Yeah.
From its humble beginnings in New York City more than 8 years ago, the four-man rock group Kiss has become the hottest band in the world. Their history is no overnight success story. It was a planned assault on a lost generation that had no heroes. A larger-than-life fairy tale. A fairy tale that takes us from the depths of our wildest nightmares to the height of our most futuristic dreams. From horror to outer space. Their vehicle is the fiery, rebellious spirit of rock and roll.
Eric Carr.
The footloose and fancy-faced fox. Ace Frehley. The rocket ship space captain. Paul Stanley. Ruby red, lip-pouting, dancing lover. Gene Simmons. The 7-foot, fire-breathing, blood-dripping, bass-pounding demon. Kiss. From the very beginning, they've had a running battle with the media. They've been criticized for being violent, had scathing reviews of their concerts, accused of being satanic and evil, even Nazis in disguise. Gene Simmons, nicknamed The Monster, is totally overpowering on stage. When he vomits blood, the crowd lifts off the ground. Those in the front row who are lucky enough to be splattered by blood simply go into a state of euphoria. Yet, this is the same man who sings an emotional rendition of When You Wish Upon a Star, the song that inspired him to start Kiss. The ex-schoolteacher who positions Kiss alongside the fantasies of Father Christmas and the Easter Bunny. Love 'em or hate 'em, Kiss are today's rock and roll legends. Yet, they're more than just rock and roll. They're larger-than-life space-age comic book heroes, the most sensational teenage phenomenon of the past decade. They have put the fiery rebellion of rock back into today's teenagers. Their fans are fanatical. Each fan has a favorite, each one a fantasy, a dream. From small kids to teenagers to people in their 20s, they flock in their thousands to be part of the larger-than-life rock circus.
There we go.
You know, that he elicited that response of, you know, of people just looking at him and going, what is this dude all about, you know?
He was the coolest looking member, bar none.
Yeah, he definitely had, I mean, don't get me wrong, Paul had his character down and Ace's character, I think it got drawn out of him eventually, you know?
Yeah, people did a lot of those Ace Frehley poses.
Yeah.
But Gene's the face of Kiss, always has been, and realistically still is, man. You know?
There was a... France put out a Kiss Coke bottle, and it had just Gene's face on it, so...
Yeah, if there's ever a situation where it's just one, it's him.
Yeah, it's true.
He's got the tongue, dude. It's about the tongue. It's about the...
Yeah.
And most cultures like a monster figure, you know?
Sure.
So he fits the bill. What's sad, though, is like to me, all the way from the beginning, Paul's the most important because he wrote the best songs, but he doesn't have that makeup or that persona. But they got it done together, you know. I don't think you could have a Kiss without Gene and Paul, really. They play off each other nicely. You got the Beauty and the Beast kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, but yeah.
Yeah, someone a long time ago, we were looking at Rock and Roll Over, and they're like, ooh, you got everything represented, man. You got, like, Paul has the angel wings and Gene's, you know. So you got good and evil, and then you got aliens and animals. He's like, that's everything. It's all there ever
will
be.
It is everything. Like, how funny.
Sit down for a while, bro. Maybe you've smoked too much.
Yeah. Put that's the awesome. Pipe down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have a cheeseburger, bro. Relax.
Or in my case, order about 5 pizzas.
5-6 pizzas, you'll be all right.
Good Lord, 5 pizzas.
Dude, I shit you not. When we were kids, like when we were younger, back in our like teenage years and big stoners, D-Rock would get stoned and he would all of a sudden have the worst munchies I've ever seen. And he would literally order 6 pizzas and eat 4 or 5 of them. The rest of us would eat off of this other pizza. This dude could put away 5-6 pizzas, dude.
Did you weigh 800 pounds?
No, thin as a rail. Fucking six pack and shit.
That's amazing. I kind of hate you now.
No, I was ripped back then, man. I had like a six pack. And
it was crazy. It's like, geez, man. I mean, five if I pizzas. Ate
that now, I'd be on that my 500 pound life, but, you know.
It was crazy, though. I've never seen anyone put down. He could have been one of those competitive eaters, dude.
Really?
Gobbling up those dongs. Hot dongs.
And
I mean,
that's
dogs.
Funny because when Clinton was over here doing my fucking kitchen ceiling, he had enough to roll a joint and we smoked it. And I started off, I ate like a bag of cheese popcorn. And I was still hungry, so I ordered a pizza. And he got like four little squares out of it. And I've like fucking devoured the whole thing.
This was recently?
Yeah, this was just like during the week, like Wednesday.
Gosh.
Yep, edit that's
that out. First time I've been stoned in like 2 or 3 years.
That's funny. Some things will never change, I guess.
You only live once.
That's the way I feel, man.
Yep.
As long as you're not hurting somebody else, do what thou wilt. So where were we? Where were we? Dude, at some point in the show, if you guys are cool with it, I want to insert, like, you know, Natalie. She's, like, the world's biggest Kiss freak right now. And so...
She told me happy birthday.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
And last night, I had my, like, mic and shit out, and she wanted to sing some Kiss songs, so I recorded her singing a couple bits. It's fucking hilarious.
That is awesome.
I might insert just, like, a verse here or something. So you guys could hear it.
You really like my animal Z. You like a way the wheels roll. You're my sandwich. Yeah, the heel. I'm going to. I love the shows, but
do you love me? Do you love me? You love me, really love me. You like a credit card and private planes.
Money can really take you far. You like a hotel and piercing clothes.
And the sound of electric guitars. But do you love me? Do you love me?
Fly like a roll. I'm a fame and a mask of war. You like the concerts and videos. Do you love me, honey?
Do you love me? Do you love me?
Alright, well, the clip was a little bit longer than just a verse, but it's just so cool. It's pretty adorable.
Yeah, I got a kick out of the video that you put on the Twitter.
Yeah, she's singing Come On and Love Me. And this one she does Do You Love Me, and I think I got her doing Tomorrow, too.
Yep, and then Karen goes, hey, have you been on Twitter today? And I go on, and it's her saying, happy birthday, Joe. Kiss rules.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. She's like... It's like she's one of those kids, man. Like, I showed her Scooby-Doo, right? Because I figured, she likes Scooby-Doo, and I like Kiss, so let's watch this. You know, I can deal with this. But she loved it. And ever since then, everywhere we go, she's like, let's listen to Kiss. And I'll hear her in the back seat singing along to everything. Like, yeah. Like, all kinds of
songs.
Mom
is cool.
Yeah, she is. None of the bad ones, but
right, yeah.
She knows all the classic shit, like Love Her All I Can, and she knows Do You Love Me Tomorrow.
Sweet.
She really likes I Was Made for Loving You is her kind of her new one, but I don't like to hear that one as much.
That's raising them right, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse. It could be some kind of Disney stuff.
Yeah. One of my buddies posted a picture I don't know if she took it or what, but it was a little girl standing in line at a trick-or-treating thing, you know?
Yeah.
She looked to be about 8 years old, and she was dressed like King Diamond.
Wow.
Said she wrote "Raising Them Right." That's so funny.
That's wild.
That's amazing. That is awesome. Amazing. Grandma. So what do you think of? Okay, so last week on the show, I mentioned that I thought that LA Kiss was going to go the way of the dodo, and then sure enough, Wednesday it happened.
Yep.
So no more Kiss football. Damn it.
Nope. They should have Kiss high speed softball. With those chicks fast that pitch really fast.
Fast pitch softball.
Fast pitch. It's like, foop, foop. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But the girls would have to be more like half naked, probably.
Yes.
So I don't know if they really want to do that, the girls themselves. But, you know, I'm sure there's some that will.
In just panties. Because everybody knows I love the panties.
Yeah. Topless, but with just the panties on. Just watch out for black eyes when you're running to the base.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm feeling juvenile tonight.
Yeah, it just, you know, we have had a lot going on, and we got a lot coming up, and we're just preparing for it. So,
right, it's one of them things. Suppose we broke out D-Rock's time machine once again, and you could go back in time and witness any kind of Kiss event. What would you go back and check out?
Well, I know what you would do, so...
What do you think I would do?
I think you'd go to the Kite Fest.
I probably would, dude.
I think I'd like to be in Brazil.
Yeah, that last makeup show?
Yeah, I think I would like to be at that, you know. Not anywhere in the crowd. Like, up in the rafters at the top, the very farthest you could be. Because I don't want to be around that shit. It looks so deadly, you know?
Oh, yeah. If they jump, you jump, you know?
Yeah, the fact that nobody died was a miracle.
And there's, like, steam coming off just the body heat of people.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
I think I would have liked to have seen that. Or maybe Winterland.
That's what I was going to say. I want to go back and check out the Winterland show.
In color, in full color.
Yeah.
And it'll have all of Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
That sucks.
So we're getting cut off. So that would be pretty cool. Yeah, I'd probably go check out. There's a lot of things I'd like to see, though. I think it would be cool to just kind of go back and check out when the first time they went to Japan or, you know, like auditions when Bob came in and Ace was right after that, you know, and just see how that really went.
Man, yeah, to be a fly on that wall.
Yeah, just stuff like that would be really interesting. It'd be interesting.
You think they have that recorded?
Nah. I wouldn't think so.
I don't know.
Because if so, it probably would have been leaked out by now. And at the time, they didn't know they were going to become this thing. Really? Well, maybe they believed it, but...
Yeah, that's true. That would be cool. That would be awesome.
It's too bad old Bob Gruen didn't hang out with Kiss like he did the Dolls. Because, man, he had that video camera and filmed all kinds of awesome shit. You can see that nowadays and... To have something like that on Kiss would be the ultimate, you know, rehearsals, hanging out, putting the makeup on. The other thing I'd love to see is that, we've talked about it before, but that boogie thing from Canada from 74. I'm itching to see that. I hope that...
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully someday that'll surface. That would be super cool to check out. Just an interview of them, you know, Mike Douglas period. Just looking old school and young and awesome.
Man, somebody posted a picture of them on some Canadian TV show back then.
That's it.
That's right. And that, so if there's a picture, that means the video footage has got to be available.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll surface someday if someone recorded it, or maybe the masters will surface. Who knows? Hopefully it won't be something like that damn eye video where it's like, I'm going to burn it if no one buys it. It's like, fuck off, dude.
$10,000 and shit like that.
It's kind of, I mean, the way that whole thing went down is kind of ridiculous in general, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's mostly ridiculous because I haven't seen it.
Well, that too, but your idea was great. I mean, you know, whoever ended up buying it, you could just put it online, you charge 99 cents for somebody to check it out, you know, and then you make your money back.
Not,
Yeah, and maybe not retain it, just 99 cents a play.
Right.
And you know, over time, it's going to make a hell of a lot of money. Because who doesn't want us at least to see it once?
I would imagine by now it would have 50,000 plays.
Yeah, because someone like me or you or I, we'd probably...
Watch it 5 times.
Yeah, it's like the first time wasn't enough. Let me check that out again. Or I watch it, and then D-Rock may stop by and be like, hey, check this out. You know what I mean?
Yep, 99 cents.
Yeah, and the guy could have made a mint off us Kiss Freaks because we want to see it. But instead, it was like being held ransom and whatever. Silly. But yeah.
This was fun.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
A little grab bag. Got us through.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this. If you guys out there listening, this gives you a whole bunch of stuff to write us and give us your opinion. PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com. That's the number one, by the way. And, yeah, man, tell us what you think. What's the most overrated and underrated Kiss record? That one right there should get at least 50,000 different responses.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You know?
Some hate mail for our revenge comments.
Yeah. We're just like, how do you hate revenge?
I'm not saying I hate it, but I do feel that it's overrated.
Depends on what generation they are also, you know.
Yeah, sure, sure. Makes sense. If you guys are out there listening, the cruise is coming up in 10 days I leave.
Damn, Joe.
Yep, 10 days. Head to Miami, and I'm very excited. I'm going to be at the gathering at the Holiday Inn in Miami, so make sure if you get the opportunity, come by and meet me. I'm going to have Podcast Rock City buttons, Podcast Rock City flyers, all kinds of stuff there. I'm going to be doing interviews. If you are there, come over, say hi, tell me you listen to the show. I want to interview you and talk to you, and that will be a lot of fun as well. Use you for the show. We will be going live that night, Thursday night. You know, Wednesday night, obviously, I won't be able to go because I'll be somewhere else getting ready to hop a plane and head to Miami the next morning. But also, if you can go to Podcast Rock City's Facebook page and Twitter page, I'll be posting video all day once I get up, once I hit the airport, once I land in Miami. I'll be just posting video all day, getting ready to go and meet. I'm going to be doing interviews with Ken Sharp, author Ken Sharp. Never done an interview with a podcast.
Oh yeah, that's a nice one. I'm glad you're going to do that.
That's epic. I don't know how long I'm going to have with him. Maybe 10 minutes.
Did you get a CD yet? Did it come in the mail?
Yeah, I got a CD.
How
yeah,
is it? Is it good?
It's decent. You know, it's not hard rock. It's more of a, to me, it's got a little more of a poppy flavor.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you like that kind of, man, look, here's the thing. It's a good record. You know, I'm very open to all kinds of music, and that's one of the things that makes I'm a musician. I enjoy music. It has to be really, really bad. And this is nowhere near that. It's really good. And as a matter of fact, the first track, immediately, I was like, oh, I can, all right. You know, I was just, I knew that Ken was a musician, you know?
Yeah.
Because I read his bio and all that stuff. But I didn't, you know, I don't know what I expected. You know what I'm saying?
I would expect some kind of power pop 70s kind of feel.
And it's really good. I've been enjoying it. I put it in the car, and I probably have heard 4 songs so far, and I've enjoyed it, man. The songs are good. I can understand the singing. You know how that gets sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? mumble. People mumble. So, you know, there's some talent there. He's got, and that's awesome. You know, I'm really pleasantly surprised, you know, because there's always somebody that comes along and goes, oh, I have a record. And then they give it to me and you get it home and you're like,
Should have saved your money, buddy.
Yeah, but this one I really like.
Yeah, it's cool.
Packaging's really nice. I'm going to play some of it on Wednesday night on our live show as well.
Yeah, 8:30 Eastern. Time.
Eastern time.
For all those people that are in my time zone, and we start at 7:30.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the future. You're in the past. You're in the... No. How does that work?
It's 9:18
here. I'm in the past to you. And the future. Wait. This is confusing. I feel like my head is going to explode.
Don't think too hard.
No, I already did that. My girlfriend sent me a stinking math problem that I looked at for about 35 minutes, and I'm fine. Oh, man.
It's because you got to learn core math, dude.
No.
I'm just kidding. No. Fuck that.
This was insane math, man.
Like what?
Kind of insane. Huh?
D-Rock is like a genius. He can figure it out.
D-Rock.
Oh, God, I fucking hate math.
I was trying to put him out there.
Okay, everybody out there is going, what the hell is happening? Is it Janice? Janice buys 74 packs of gum in a variety of flavors. She chooses twice as many packs of green apple gum as packs of spearmint gum and six fewer packs of cinnamon gum than packs of green apple gum. How many packs of spearmint gum does Janice buy?
Too many.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost it halfway through. I was doing it in my head and lost it.
Exactly. Exactly. I figured out the answer, man, but I didn't do it with algebra.
That's for Jace.
I did it with... No way. This was Karen's son and his insanely crazy high school math.
That's high school math? This is why
I went into music. Yep.
Wow.
This is why I went into music. So nobody, the only counting I do is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took art through high school. I didn't take any math.
And you're an awesome artist.
He's a.
He's me.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jody's gonna have to edit the shit out of this show.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for that.
Podcast Rock City.
Thank you for listening to Podcast Rock City. Jody, do you have anything to add?
I have to add. Thanks for listening so much. Don't forget, you can catch us every Wednesday, 7:30, 8:30 Eastern. We do Podcast Rock City Live. It's Kiss Talk and what?
Kiss Tunes.
There you go. So yeah, that's what we do on Wednesdays. Make sure you tune in for that. And thanks so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And thanks for sending us your letters. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that was really awesome. D-Rock, you got anything to add?
I just want to tell everybody again, thank you for listening. And keep sending us your letters and questions, comments, whatever. You know, and we'll be sure to read them and get to them. So absolutely. I hope everybody enjoyed the show.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what I'm going to say. We listen to KISS podcasts and podcasts in general, and we love them. And the ones that we love, you are going to hear the commercials for right after the show in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
History Science Theater. The most civilized...
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***, Lee. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
KISS Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
All right, KISS Army. Since 2007, you've been getting podcasted. The KISS audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podcast. Every month, the podcast crew, along with the KISS Room, brings you KISS talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great KISS fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkiss.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkiss.
The Podkiss, the KISS audio fanzine for your ears.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
Sitting around with time to kill.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.